Good Sunday morning. Welcome to another edition of the Sideline Junkies Sunday Rise. As you can see, it's the big guy, KG. Been a long time since I sat in all by myself and talked to you guys. But hey, I'm live. I'm here. I would add that normally, you know, it would be, hey, how y'all feeling today? Well, I got to ask myself, hey, Kev, how you feeling today? Damn it, KG, I'm feeling pretty damn good. So, man, it's been a jam-packed weekend with the NFL draft. I even watched the latter rounds of the NFL draft, and I'm hoping that everybody did. We'll talk about the Commanders later on, but first and foremost, let me get some things out the way. If you haven't already, like and subscribe on our YouTube page, Sideline Junkies, Instagram, Sideline Junkies, Facebook, Sideline Junkies Podcast, as well as joining our group, Sideline Junkies 24/7. Always a lot of good discussions going on, and we on Twitter, Sideline Junkies. Now, as far as your listening pleasure, any streaming platform, you know, the big boys, Spotify, iHeart, Google, Apple Podcasts, we on all of that. You know, we on the little ones too. Tune in, Podcoin and Slacker. We on everything. I think we even on Radio Public. We on everything. I gotta get the list together again. But it's good to be here. It's good to be back. Man, I absolutely love this time of year because you got baseball, you got basketball, you got the NFL draft. And you got hockey playoffs too. I mean, you know, can't say we really interested in that, but we are when the Caps are playing. I'm just devastated that the Caps are not in the playoffs. I'm used to Caps being in the playoffs and at least going down in the second round. But that's the only reason why we're not focused on it. But, you know, we'll get over it for Stanley Cup. So, first and foremost, let's talk about the NBA playoffs. Almost every game is set except for the Golden State Warriors versus the Sacramento Kings. They're tied up at 3 games apiece. They're going to game 7. But down goes Milwaukee in the first round, 4-1 to Miami. New York prevails over Cleveland 4-1. So now we have a classic matchup of New York versus Miami. And if you're older like me and you're in your 20s, you know about those 90s matchups because you had the Knicks of Van Gundy. He took over after Pat Riley, and Pat Riley went to Miami. So you had Ewing versus Zoe, Georgetown versus Georgetown, Hoyer versus Hoyer. You had Oakley and Starks. You had Tim Hardaway down in Miami. Who else did they have down there? Hardaway, Dan Marley came. They got P.J. Brown at one point, but that was a rivalry until about the early 2000s, you know? That Allen Houston of the Knicks used to go back and forth in the fights, man. Oh, my goodness, the fights. It kind of fell off a little bit because New York basketball wasn't where it was in the 90s and early 2000s, but it seems like it's coming back now. So now you're going to have Jimmy Butler versus Jalen Brunson and everybody else. So I can't wait to see that. Man, I'm taking care of some logistics here. I normally have a co-host to take care of this, but I got this. Philadelphia swept Brooklyn 4-0. Boston beat Atlanta 4-2. Another classic matchup. This is a matchup from the 80s where you had the 80s Celtics versus the 80s Sixers. So, and you know, you had the Boston Strangler, Andrew Toney, who Danny Ainge and those Kevin McHale, those great Celtics players said that was probably the only player they feared because he used to kill Boston. So that's another classic rivalry. Then we got the number one seeded Nuggets beat Minnesota 4-1. The Phoenix Suns beat the Clippers 4-1. So they'll face off. They've already faced off one game. Denver's up 1-0 in the semifinal game. A lot of people are saying blow up that Clippers team. And I'm like, you never really got to see them in their full glory. And I hate when they say blow up teams when you haven't got to see them in their full glory, whether it be injuries or whatever. And it seemed like the Clippers are just trying to plug pieces in there. They bring in Russell Westbrook, who played absolutely amazing since he got to the other locker room, because he went from L.A. to Utah, but Utah waived him, so he went to the Clippers. So once he got in that other Clipper, in that other L.A. uniform, in that other locker room, he played absolutely amazing. And I'm like, okay, that's somebody you may need to keep. I don't know what's going on with Kawhi Leonard. However, he needs he may need some time, but I think he'll be all right. Paul George played pretty well for the most part, but maybe missing three or four pieces to get over the hump. But it's like the Clippers always do very, very well in the regular season, and they get to the playoffs and they can't get over the hump. When they had DeAndre Jordan, Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, and they were Lob City. Oh, yeah, they were great running the break. Great in the regular season, but could not do anything in the playoffs. It's like it's a Clipper thing. Can't tell you what it is. What's crazy is Phoenix. Phoenix is probably, I mean, you know, by seeding wise, Phoenix is the underdog. I don't see Phoenix getting out of this round. I think Phoenix loses this 4-1. And I didn't say anything about the other two, but I say that because in game one, I watched a clip, and it's not the whole game, but I watched a clip of DeAndre Ayton standing under the backboard while Denver crashed the boards and kept getting offensive rebounds. And he's standing there looking up behind the backboard, not even getting in the fray. He's just standing there like this, just watching them go. He came from underneath the backboard after they scored. That's a problem. If you don't have that heart, you don't have that, what's the term the young kids use now? You don't have that dog in you in the playoffs, it's a problem. It's a problem. You know, you're a part of the machine. You're a cog in this machine. If you don't turn right, the whole thing falls apart. You can't play like that. You can't slack. Ain't no slacking. But Denver's up 1-0 in that one. Like I said before, Sacramento and Golden State are three games apiece. Memphis, number two Memphis, number seven LA. The Midnight Rider, you gotta give him a pat on the back for that. He said it when the series started, Lakers in six. I said, no, Lakers in five. He said, Lakers in six. And I'll be good and goddag on it if the Lakers didn't win in six. The kid knows what he's talking about sometimes. I got to give him that. It's crazy because somebody put up a post and said the number seven Lakers and the number eight Heat took down the number one team in the East and the number two team in the West, respectively. And it said the bubble championship wasn't fluke after all. And I'm like, they retooled, so you can't really say that. But I don't believe the bubble championship was fluke anyway. If you listen to the show, you know how I go back and forth with the Midnight Rider. I go back and forth with the Boss DJ about that 2020 ring for LeBron and how I knew the Lakers were going to win it all because they just played. It's like everything happened at the right time. That's no fluke. And that's no fluke whatsoever. And it's crazy because the thing about the Lakers, you got LeBron and you got AD. Those are your two cogs. But it's like everybody else. D'Lo, D'Angelo Russell is playing ball. Schroeder. Oh, my God. Dennis Schroeder. Jeez. I didn't know that dude could ball like that. I ain't seen him ball like that in a while, but. It's cool. Man, so that's your NBA playoffs as they sit as of now. Next up on the docket. Let's take a pause for the calls. I got to do this because this is great. I got to do this. Where is it at? Yeah, boy. I love it. Right now, the Commanders have a grade of no lower than a B minus as their draft grade. And they had some pretty damn good picks. I'll say that. We can't be mad at it. And a little surprising, but this possibly could be Martin Mayhew and Marty Herney's last draft. We don't know what's going to happen once new ownership comes in. But I'm happy with it. With the 16th pick, they picked Emmanuel Forbes, cornerback out of Mississippi State. Ball hawk. He just needs to get in the weight room, though. That's all. He just needs to get in the weight room. Once he gets in the weight room, it's no stopping him. You know, you just got to put a little weight on. He is slim. Like, he's really, really small. Second pick, which is pick 47, Jartavius Martin, DB out of Illinois. 5'11", 194. He was a third team, all Big Ten selection. I see this as a depth move. 225 tackles, 7 interceptions over the course of a 5-year career. He could play corner or safety, which is absolutely great. In the third round, they picked Ricky Stromberg, center for Arkansas. And the Midnight Rider said something. He said, we have to find a pivot man to replace Chase Roullier, because Roullier has been hurt the last couple of years. He's been in and out of the lineup hurt. So we need a dedicated center that's going to be able to say, all right, when Roullier goes down or Roullier decides to move on, can step in and take over. And I don't know if Stromberg is going to be that guy, but damn it, we're going to find out. In the fourth round, we picked Brayton Davis, tackle out of Utah. Another depth move. 6'4", 294 pounds. And the crazy part about it, I think he can play both tackles, but it's depth because we don't know. We have Charles Leno. You have Sadiq Charles. You got Cosme. You got all these guys, but I think everybody's going to be so versatile. It's going to be absolutely crazy. In the fifth round, KJ Henry, edge out of Clemson. Another depth move. And I think this one is more of a response to Shaka Tony being suspended because you need that depth. And if I said it the other night, if we can get our front four of Sweat, Payne, and Allen, Young, that's your front four right there. If we can get that front four on the field consistently, at least 75 to 80% of games of the season, ain't no stopping. And they're all healthy and they're dominant. Nobody's stopping. Then you sprinkle in the Casey Two Hills and all those guys. Now you got KJ Henry, 6'4", 294. You sprinkle in him, we might have something going. They picked a running back in the sixth round, Chris Rodriguez Jr., running back out of Kentucky. This kid in 13 games at 71 carries, 533 yards with 6 touchdowns. So it's not bad, not bad. I think that's a saying Patterson and what's his name? Williams, I think they might be on a short leash. Then we got, not to mention the guys that are coming up on contract at the end of this year. I'll get into that in a second. But seventh round pick, Andre Jones, defensive end out of Louisiana Lafayette. 6'4", 248. Once again, depth move all day long. Now let me pull up my free agents. Where are my free agents at? I just had it. Where did I put it? Okay. Of course I can't find it because I want it. Up, oh, here it is. This it? Yeah. So coming into this season, everybody, this is everybody on their final year deal. Chase Young, because they didn't pick up his 50-year option. Montez Sweat, he's going to look to get paid. Cam Curl into his rookie deal. Kendall Fuller, Curtis Samuel, and Antonio Gibson at the end of his rookie deal. Now, here's the thing. The Midnight Rider said Chase Young won't be, you know, you either going to pay Young or you're going to pay Sweat. Me personally, I say pay both. I said, you can work that out any way you want. Pay both. Cam Curl, you got to keep him. Kendall Fuller, I'm on the fence about. Curtis Samuel, on the fence about. Antonio Gibson, the Boss BJ and the Midnight Rider, they have this thing, oh, we don't give second contracts to running backs. Well, you got Brian Robinson. Brian Robinson and Antonio Gibson work very, very well together. Keep it together. Let's get some continuity. You know, all these deals that you make are cap friendly. Do what you got to do. That's it and that's all. But overall, I'm looking at this draft, and I give this draft a B minus for now because it's early. It's a B minus. I remember we were rated the best draft. I can't remember what year it was. We had the best draft out of all the NFL, out of 32 teams. We had an A plus. You know, that was me and the Boss BJ did a show with Buffalo had top three. We were in one, and we were like, hey, okay, good draft. It translated into nothing that season. So having a good draft grade the day after the draft means absolutely dick. We can have the highest rated draft and we can still go 3-14. We can have the lowest draft and go 16-1. So those draft grades don't mean anything as it comes down to what the season looks like. So just my two cents. And I'm looking at the time like, damn, any other time we'd have went, it'd have been an hour than past. But I guess we got ourselves another short show. Man, glad to be here. Glad to do it. I guess that's it. I'm really not doing the overtime today. I'm getting spoiled after Thursday night. So, for the rest of the sideline junkies, the Boss BJ, the Midnight Rider, all on special assignment. Lady C, Big Jim, the Man of the Hour, Delonte, and of course, the man as cool as ice, twice as nice. I ain't never seen a bad day in his damn life, Junie. For all of those great, great people, I'm the big guy, KG. I don't do no overtime, y'all. I am out of here. Uh-oh. I ain't out of here yet, but I'm leaving. I'm getting out of here. I'm gone.